Does everybody know what time it is? That's right. Big for Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant Al. Here comes the groom, Borland. Big day tomorrow, right, Al?
Tomorrow is the big day. In 23 hours and 39 minutes, Dr. Eileen Louise Markham will become Dr. Eileen Louise Markham hyphen Borland.
It rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be talking about replacing your old bathroom fixtures with new ones.
Now, you might want to select these and install them when the wife's out of the house. Otherwise, you might end up with one of these. Who wants tap water coming out of a Klingon bird of prey, huh? Women, that's who. Women tend to overdo everything. Bathrooms, weddings.
Now, how can you compare bathrooms and weddings?
Well, during my wedding, I spent most of the time in the bathroom. See, a man wouldn't plan one of these big shindigs. A man's wedding would be simple and direct. Right, guys? Yeah. It wouldn't cost an arm or leg either. I could do a wedding for, I don't know, off the top of my head, $137.50. $132 without flowers.
There is no way you can do a wedding for that kind of money.
Watch me. First thing that goes is those expensive invitations women have. A man's invitation would cost about 20 cents.
What are you talking about?
I'll show you. Hank. Yeah, I'm getting hitched. What are you doing Tuesday?
Tuesday? That's ridiculous. Nobody would go to a wedding on a Tuesday.
Aha! Added bonus then. It eliminates 80% of your rogue relatives.
Well, can we stop talking about marriage and get back to faucets?
Two wedding cakes. Let's start talking about wedding cakes. How about that? Women want those wedding cakes that are tiered, look like Aztec sacrificial altars, right? And on the top, the bride and groom in the penthouse. Holding hands and smiling. What's that about?
It symbolizes the joy of marriage.
A man's wedding cake would show what marriage is really like. Heidi, the man's wedding cake, please.
Gift. You and Mom have a big fight?
It's for Al.
You and Al had a big fight?
It's for his bachelor party tonight.
Cool. Can we come?
Yeah, we're bachelors. And we know how to party.
This isn't a party for kids.
Ooh, what are you gonna do? Sit around and tell dirty jokes?
Waste of time. Al wouldn't get any of them.
Hi. Hey, wait, take these upstairs. Okay. Tim, how could you say all those idiotic things on Tool Time?
You'll have to be more specific.
How can you stereotype women like that?
Again, you'll have to be more specific.
the swan faucets, how women overdo everything. You put down marriage and weddings. You probably scared poor Al to death.
Honey, he knows I was kidding.
Well, he's about to get married. You could have said something supportive, nice, emotional.
I'm saving that for the bachelor party.
Yeah, I heard about all the warmth and sensitivity at your bachelor party.
It was a very special evening for me. And luckily, that stripper turned out to be a paramedic.
And then she says, $50, Senator, same as in town.
I don't get it. Do you get it, Cal?
No. Amazing. The Flannel brothers haven't gotten one joke yet.
Well, we were brought up in a very proper home. Mother did shield us from a lot.
Your mother could shield Michigan from the sun.
You know, I myself had rather a puritanical upbringing. My father was abstemious and he abhorred the salacious bon mot.
I know we speak in English because I understood the word father.
Hey, slow down, big fella. It's the third diet ginger ale you've had.
This is a first. The groom's going to end up the designated driver.
Come on, Al. This is your last night as a free man. Have a real drink.
You know, you're right. It's time to throw caution to the wind and sow my wild oats.
Yeah.
In your case, wild oat bran.
Milton, no more dyed ginger ale. Give me a Jack Black beer back. You know, I want you guys to know it really means a lot to me to spend this night with my dearest friends.
When are they coming?
Boy, Al. I never thought I'd see the day when you took the fatal plunge.
Aw, oh, come on. I wouldn't call it a plunge.
Marty, what would you call it?
More like a slow, agonizing death.
Come on. Doesn't somebody have something good to say about marriage?
Be good if mine ended.
You know, actually, Martin Luther has something good to say. There is no more lovely, friendly, or charming relationship, communion, or company than a good marriage.
Here.
You know, Al, we make a lot of jokes about marriage. And the truth is, when you find the right person, there's nothing quite like it. Here's to my best friend, Al Borland. And let's not forget the bride-to-be, Dr. Eileen Louise Markham. Hyphen.
Hyphen, is that a Ukrainian name?
Al, we got a little surprise for you.
Oh, boy, here it comes!
Al, we brought some tokens of our esteem to commemorate the eve of your nuptials.
Oh, you guys!
Here, open mine first. You've been waiting for this for a long time, Al.
An oven-ready casserole set?
Loosen your girdle, will you, fella? This isn't a bridal shower, women oohing and aahing over girly gifts.
Oh, a demolition hammer.
Oh. With a 3/4-inch hex shank.
Oh. It's the kind of thing you never buy for yourself.
That is so stunning.
And in such good taste.
It's so slimming.
This is exactly why I registered at Sears. I just love it.
All right, buddy.
So, Lady Astor said to Winston Churchill, "If you were my husband, I'd put poison in your coffee." To which he replied, "Madam, if I were your husband, I would drink it."
Churchill, huh? Does he ever play Vegas?
Great party, huh? The best. Tim, you know before when you were saying about finding the right woman?
Yeah, what about it?
How's a guy know if he's found her?
Usually he knows before he's gotten as deep as you have.
Yeah.
Beth. You do know, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep, yep.
I thought so. I really don't know if I should go through with this wedding.
What? No. Al, don't listen to all of this. It's all because of what we're saying tonight, right?
No, I don't take any of that seriously.
It's because of what I said in tool time, isn't it?
I never take that seriously.
Well, what are you talking about? What's the problem here?
I don't know if Eileen is the right woman for me.
She's the right woman.
If I go through with this, it could be the biggest mistake of my life.
This is not like you, Al. You shouldn't be drinking it. That's what this is all about. It's just that brown liquor talking. How many of those have you had?
If I finish this?
If you finish that one.
One.
Guys, still doing
up. We're getting the stuff put together to detail Al's car for the wedding.
You gonna tie these cans to the bumper and spray shaving cream on the windshield? Is that supposed to be funny?
Dad thinks so.
Really? Why don't you try doing this to his car and see how funny he thinks it is?
I like the way you think.
Oh,
stay away from my shoes. Al, what are you doing here?
Tim made me come.
He doesn't want to go through with the wedding tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is all your fault? You didn't do enough damage on tool time. You had to drive him over at the edge of the bachelor party.
I told you she'd blame this on me.
No, it's not Tim's fault.
It's not?
I've been thinking about this for months. I thought it would just go away. But tonight at the party, I looked at the clock and I realized that in 11 hours and 13 minutes, I was going to be a married man. And I don't think I want to be.
Oh, Al. It's just cold feet. That happens to everybody.
It does?
Yeah, everybody.
Yes,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The morning of my wedding, I was such a wreck. My sisters had to literally drag me kicking and screaming the whole way to the church. I was totally freaked out at the prospect of spending the whole rest of my life with Kim.
Yeah. I don't remember you ever telling me this.
Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
So you thought now would be a good time.
I'm trying to help Al out here, okay? Al, you and Eileen are so perfect together.
Hold it. Kicking and screaming.
Tim, I was young. I had my whole future ahead of me. What, are you telling me you didn't have any second thoughts?
No, but I'm having some right now.
Maybe I should go.
I'll go with you.
Tim, you are being ridiculous. This was, what, 18 years ago? Al, you've always said that Eileen was the best thing that ever happened to you.
I know that. But lately, there's been some things about her that just get on my nerves.
Well, like what? What?
Well, she's so darn nice. You know, she never stands up for herself. She never gets angry, never gets annoyed.
Kicking and screaming.
I want somebody who is feisty. You know, somebody who's not afraid to look me in the eye and say, Al, you've had way too much bacon bits. I want somebody like Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters?
Oh, yeah, she's sassy.
Al, the wedding is tomorrow. Honey, you've got to go home and give this some serious thought.
This is a decision that will affect the rest of your life.
And Eileen's.
I know. You're right. I have to go home and decide whether there is something really deep between us or if it's just wild, unbridled sex.
So what's going on? Is wedding on or off?
Al called at 7:30 and the wedding was off.
But then he
called back at 8 and said it was on.
Okay, so what do you think?
The Civil War is over.
But apparently disco is alive and kicking.
Ow, welcome.
Thank God you're here.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Well, you remember that wedding rule. Once you're in the building, you don't leave.
Don't worry, I'm feeling a lot better about things. I've made my decision. I'm going to take the plunge. In 11 minutes and 14 seconds, Al Borland becomes Mr. Al Borland.
Okay, I need the groom. I need the best man. I need ushers. Are you an usher?
Do you think I would buy this suit?
Good news, Al's here.
Oh, great, great. Well, I guess that means that I'll be getting married soon. Heidi, I need you for pictures.
Oh, Eileen, look at you. You're so beautiful. This is going to be the most wonderful day of your life.
I hope so, because I really have the jitters.
Oh, that's just cold feet.
Oh, really?
Everybody feels that. You should have seen me on the morning of my wedding. My sisters literally had to drag me kicking
and screaming. Patty would like Eileen outside to take pictures.
I'll just be a second.
Kicking and screaming.
It's normal. All brides are nervous.
Is it normal for the bride to wonder if she could be making the biggest mistake of her life?
What?
Jill, I am not sure I'm doing the right thing.
What?
I love Al, but I don't know if I love him the way I'm supposed to. You know, he's a great guy. Sure, if he's the guy for me.
Did this just occur to you today?
No, I guess I've been thinking about it for a couple months. I guess I just didn't want to admit it to myself.
Oh, Eileen.
You know, the things I used to find charming about him, I now find annoying.
But that's marriage.
You know that snorting sound he makes?
Oh, but it's cute, and he only does it after he tells a joke.
He does it after a few other things, too.
Oh.
I need the bride on the double.
No, Eileen, if you feel this way, don't you think you should talk to Al?
I can't. He'd be devastated.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. You never know.
What's the matter?
You aren't going to believe this. Eileen feels the same way that Al does.
She's got a thing for Barbara Walters?
She thinks that she's making the biggest mistake of her life.
Okay, good. I just need a few more of Al and Eileen.
They need the groom at the altar.
Al, we need to talk.
I'm needed at the altar.
It's now or never, Al. I'm not sure if we should be getting married.
Woo!
What? Really? I'm not sure either.
Over here.
You're not sure? Well, why didn't you say something?
I made a commitment to you. Why didn't you say something?
Over here.
Why don't we finish this in private?
Could you excuse us a second? Hey, how's it going? Any news from the lovebirds?
Not yet.
How's it going in the church?
Oh, pretty good. Heidi got her hoop skirt caught in the communion rail. All the guys are lining up to help her get untangled.
And even worse, Al's mother's starting to pace.
I thought I felt the foundation shake.
I better get back. Harry's holding my place in line.
Oh, the door's opening. Oh, this looks good. They're smiling.
Oh, Al, I'm so glad we talked.
Me too. I'm sure glad we worked this out.
Oh, look at them. A happy ending. You're getting married.
No, we're not.
You're not.
No, we thought we'd be better off just friends.
Good friends.
Yes.
Does this mean she's available now?
Hey, guys, are you sure this is what you want to do?
I really think it's the best thing.
What about you, Al?
Oh, yeah, I feel the same way. I just don't know how I'm going to break it to Mother.
I think she knows.
I think somebody better send for a forklift.
Mother!
Strangest wedding I've ever been to. Great music, great food. Nobody got married.
If you had your way, that's how our wedding would have ended up.
Are you still obsessing about that?
Sorry. It's a little upsetting to find out after 18 years our marriage is a sham.
You're not seriously upset.
Maybe.
Okay. What is it you really want out of this?
What do you got?
I love you very, very much. Marrying you is the best thing that ever happened to me.
What else you got?